Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of May 2018. Supreme Court has refused to grant an urgent hearing to a plea seeking termination of the Sterlite plant in Tamil Nadu's Thoothukudi and said that it would hear the matter after the vacation. Supreme Court has stayed the arrest of a women rights activist Trupti Desai in a case under the SC/ST Atrocities Act, in which she is an accused. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that a police officer is neither required nor expected to inform any newspaper or media personnel about the commission of a certain alleged crime which comes to his knowledge. Sikkim High Court has dismissed a plea filed against setting up of a state museum, which according to him, is not in public interest in that the funds should be diverted for other public purposes. Karnataka High Court has observed that words unable to maintain herself in section 125 of CRPC cannot be interpreted to mean that the person has to be a destitute, or physically so disabled as to be unable to earn a living, or incapable of earning. Kerala High Court has held that the goods detained by the authorities under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, laws cannot be released without furnishing adequate security. Delhi High Court has refused to stay the trial court proceedings in a case in which it was alleged that Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal gave false information to the Election Commission in his affidavit in the run-up to 2013 assembly polls. Delhi High Court has described the Indian Army's practice of having only women in its nursing service as antiquated and asked the centre why men cannot be inducted in that branch of the Defence Force. Gujarat High Court has questioned state's move to denotify a water body in Vadodara, thereby paving way for a private developer to construct houses for people of economically weaker section on the water body. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has notified the Customs Audit Regulations, 2018, wherein the scope of audit and the selection on risk evaluation has been widened to include examination or verification of declaration, record, entry, document, import or export license, etc. Haryana government has notified the rules for application and processing of refund under the Haryana Goods and Service Tax, GST, Act. Ministry of Finance has denied the reports saying that farmers would be required to take registration and pay GST of 18% when they lease out their land.